More than 100 school districts across the state were caught flat-footed today as the company that provides substitute teachers abruptly shut down in Michigan. That company is PESG, Professional Education Services Group. It provides subs and other staffers to some 5,000 schools around the country. PESG cited financial problems as a reason for immediately closing its Michigan offices. So districts in Michigan have been coping with a shortage of substitute teachers. With us now is Chris Wygent, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of School Superintendents and Administrators. Chris, what do these districts do now? What are their options?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question. And this happened, about 14 or 15 hours ago we received this information. And so right now we're trying to get through the day. And districts are working very hard to make sure that they have substitute teachers appropriately in place and appropriately hired to provide services to students in those districts. So there are some options. Some of the options are that districts can now hire these substitute teachers directly. But as you can imagine, that creates a lot of bureaucratic processes for schools that are already tapped as far as their capacity goes. Another option is to turn to one of the other temp agencies or hiring agencies out there, and there are two or three in the state that have already said that they would work to pick up what PESG has abandoned. So the districts do have options. It's just, like you said, flat-footed, and no one saw this coming the night before the next school day, and that's really created an issue for many districts.
You know, I'm wondering, Chris, do you think people realize that districts are using, like, these third-party vendors, these hiring agencies, that districts are not lining up the subs directly?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Now, each board of education in these districts will have known because they will have approved a contract.
I'm thinking of parents.
Yeah, whether the parents know that or not, I'm not sure. I think as a parent, one myself, all I do is count on the district to have a qualified sub who's had a background check and who's, you know, appropriate to be with my child. And I don't care whether that comes from the district, whether it comes from a third party. All I know is as a parent, I want a quality sub. And when my son comes home and says I had a sub, then I'm going to assume that they've been appropriately hired by whomever. So while taxpayers certainly have the right to know, I'm not sure it's a big issue for parents.
Yeah, do all districts across Michigan go through these third-party vendors to find their subs?
It is my understanding that not all do. Many do, but some do not. It's really a local decision. It's based on a lot of different factors, and each district certainly can decide that for themselves.
So for the districts that are moving toward privatization, how do you think it's going? Has it been more effective for them? What are you hearing?
Well, it's a tough day to ask that question.
Right.
But up until this point, I mean, like anything else, it has its pros and its cons, but we have not heard many complaints at all about the firms that they've used, the processes. It's, you know, and this past several years, districts have been really experiencing a cut in funds, and so it's one thing that districts can do to make sure that their staff is able to focus on some other things. So, like I said, it's a local district decision based on the capacity of the school district and, you know, their experience with these firms.
We're talking with Chris Wygent, who's Executive Director of the Michigan Association of School Superintendents and Administrators, as we talk about the sudden closure of the Professional Education Services Group that provides subs to some more than 100 school districts around the state, and they shut down this week with no notice whatsoever. And what we're talking about, Chris, is one facet of this larger problem that's kind of a chronic one in Michigan of a shortage of subs. What is the scope of the problem in your view?
Well, you know, if anything good has come out of this, it's the fact that we once again have put this issue up on the radar screen. We continue to have a shortage of subs in Michigan, and we continue to struggle with this. Many people are retiring, and they're moving on. In the past, we would see many retirees come back and sub, and while some still do that, and I don't have the official data, it's our perception that not as many do as in the past. And being a substitute is hardly a way for someone to make a living. The pay just is not that much. Unfortunately, we're not able to pay subs maybe what we should, but budgets are constrained, and you know it's a problem. And we see a reduction in regular teachers. We see a reduction in subs, and I think it's part of a bigger problem that we're going to continue have to deal with in this state.
And you know, you talked about being a parent and wanting to know that if your kid comes home and says, I've had a substitute teacher, that teacher is, you know, equipped to do the job. How does not being able to find enough subs, how is that impacting the schools and especially our kids?
Well, that's a challenge that every district faces. In some of my discussions with superintendents and principals around the state, they do at times have to really, really scramble to make sure that kids are appropriately taught by certified individuals. And sometimes that can mean a principal walking in and having to sub. Regular teachers subbing on their planning hour, which of course creates all kinds of issues. But school districts are so committed to children that they'll do whatever they can appropriately and legally to make sure that there's a qualified educator up in front of the children.
Now, in August, Chris, Governor Snyder signed a law that would lower the requirements needed to be a substitute teacher in Michigan, letting people with 60 college credit hours, which is the equivalent of an associate's degree, to be substitute teachers. Is this change making a difference, or do you expect it to make a difference?
We expect it will make some type of difference because there definitely are more candidates at 60 hours than there are at 90. I don't think we have the data yet to prove that's – it certainly hasn't solved the problem. Maybe it's mitigated it a little bit. But we're going to have to continue to look at the educator shortage in this state, which, again, is not just substitute teachers, but it's also regular classroom teachers as well. I might add that MASA right now has an educator shortage work group, and we're putting together a toolkit. We're putting together other strategies for districts to consider. We're working with post-secondary institutions, the Michigan Department of Education, marketing firms, to try to tackle a little bit of what's going on around the state with the educator shortage, both regular classroom teachers and substitute teachers.
Chris Wygent, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of School Superintendents and Administrators. Chris, thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you very much.